Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. we're nearly done again then, Jeanette. We nearly did. We crossed wires there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll try and speak like Jeanette too. Hang on. Hello, everybody. I can't do it. Jeanette.
Hi there.
Jeanette, I know that today is your special show.
Yes.
It really is. And it's your final one before the big day tomorrow. Because, you know, I'm actually tracking Santa as we speak.
Are you really?
I am,
wow.
and flying around, and he's dropping off his parcels, and I'm just waiting for him to come here into Studio One, because Studio One has gone quiet. Can you hear?
It's really nice, quiet.
But Nick Humphries has left the building. May I say, saddened and a little disappointed, but he's okay. He's okay. There's no need to worry about him, Jeanette. He's kind of calmed himself down. Picked himself up, and you know he'd be back. But unfortunately, he's not going to be back with us tomorrow. And I need to apologise to every one of our listeners, all the callers. Nick is not going to be with us tomorrow. Not because he lost, because he didn't lose. In my opinion, he won. And the both of us were winners. But unfortunately, we're not going to have a show tomorrow because it's Christmas Day, and we're not allowed to air the show. So. Maybe Nick can do a recording of his show, maybe, maybe not. Or maybe we can just give Nick the day off. Wouldn't that be nice, Jeanette, just to have one day off?
Yeah, I think so. But I think Nick and me can share the show tonight because I think, you know, the listeners like to listen to everybody. So Nick is quite welcome to be my co-host for the show this evening if he wants to be. That's not a problem at all. It'd be lovely to have him on board.
Well, actually, Jeanette, I do have a little surprise in store here for you because we do have the fantastic, and I need to get this right, okay? Bear with me a second. I need to get it right. The fantastic, wonderful host of Mike Spirit FM, the longest-serving host, which is Nick Humphries, that goes a little bit like this. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Nick Humphries?
Hello, Mike. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, darling. Nice to have you on the Guy Tonight show.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite. Yeah, it's a real shame, you know, and I apologise to all the listeners as well. I've actually put a notice on my Facebook page about tomorrow night. It's unfortunate. I was really looking forward to doing a Christmas show. I really was. But, you know, Blog Talk Radio are closing their doors for the Christmas period. So there's nothing we can do. It's out of our control, unfortunately. So I thought I'd pop on, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because I have promised my beautiful wife a nice quiet inn with the fire blazing, the Christmas lights on, and a nice Christmas movie, and a box of chocolates.
Did that one kind of go, all the way home I'll be warm? Is that the one? The fire is slowly dying.
But my dear, we're still crying. Yes, that one.
Okay, well, give our regards to your wonderful wife, Helen. And, you know, I know that she was looking forward to the show tomorrow. And, again, from the bottom of my heart, Nick, I do apologise profusely. And to all listeners.
I've got a bit of a confession to make, actually. We sat down and we listened to the archive of the show from last night.
Yeah, I did.
And I was in stitches.
I couldn't stop laughing, Nick.
Oh, it was so funny.
All day.
It was such a good show. Anyway, enough said. It was a great show, and I will be coming back to Studio One more regular.
Well, I hope. I really do. You know, and particularly on a Sunday and a Tuesday. I mean, let's join together, hand in hand. You know.
Here we go.
I'm not. Okay. It's not my show. It really isn't. It's Jeanette Ancombe's for the Guiding Light. So, Jeanette, I'm going to leave the rest of the show to you, wonderful Nick. And I know you got a little surprise little later on in the show. So, enjoy.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
Are you staying with me for a little while, or are you just popping off now?
I'm going to bow out gracefully, unfortunately, because I have promised. But I do have somebody here that would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, if
okay.
That's okay. Just hang on a second. It's my dear wife, Helen.
Good evening, all.
Hi there. Good evening, Helen. Nice to meet you.
Hiya, Helen.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, just to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Hope you've all been good enough for Santa to pop down your chimneys this evening later on. Oh, well, bad luck, Mike. Hey, never mind. There's always next year.
No, Helen. I'm tracking Santa, and he has got Studio One in his sack.
He's got Studio One in his sack, has he?
Well, not kind of in his sack. He's got Studio One with a parcel. Because, you know, psychically, I was looking into that sack as he was flying around the world. Because, as you know, over in Australia and everywhere else, you know, they Christmas already started. And psychically, I was looking into the sack there, Helen, and I did see a parcel saying Studio One, Mike Spurrett FM. So, I'm sorry, Helen, to disappoint, but...
I'm very chuffed for you, Mike. I'm really pleased that he won't be missing you out.
Thank you.
That's good. All right, I'll pass you back over to Nick, and I'll bow out, and very Merry Christmas to
all. Before you do, Ellen, I want to wish you Merry Christmas well and a prosperous New Year.
Thank you, sweetie. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, ta-ra.
Bye-bye. Thanks. A lovely, lovely, lovely lady. And Nick is going to bow out as well, and thank you, Nick, for just popping in and joining us. And looking forward to working with you in February and also in the new year as well, because I think we've got a couple of things going on. So have a lovely Christmas from me and my husband and the family here as well in Swansea. Take care.
Yourself and to you and your family and to all your listeners and all your guests and so on. Bless you, sweetheart. And I'll say goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye, Nick. Lovely talking to you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, well, there we are. There's the lovely Nick Humphreys going off to have some really quality time with his family. And what I'm going to do now, I'm going to open the lines. And I think we're going over to the lines now. But firstly, before we do that, I just would like to run the calls, you know, the numbers through again, just in case anybody missed them. If you're calling outside the USA, it's 00176028 34611. Okay. Now then, Mike, are we going to have a caller now, or are we going to introduce our special guest? What are we doing this evening? Because everything's going up in the air this evening, and the Guiding Light show has all got sprinkled with fairy dust, because I haven't got a clue what we're doing next.
Well, you know, that fairy dust is wonderful, you know. I think we should bring on your wonderful guest, because I know that she's been on Mike Spurrett FM before.
She has, indeed.
And, you know, she works absolutely wonderful here. She really does. So let's introduce your guest.
Okay. Well, this evening we've got the wonderful Ruth Mooney, all the way from Ireland, well-respected and much-loved Irish psychic. So I'm going to say hello, Ruth. Welcome once again to the Guiding Light Show. Lovely, as always, to have you sharing the show with me.
Good evening, Dare, Jeanette and Mike. How are you both doing?
Yeah, we're doing very good.
Yes, I'm doing very well. Ruth.
And I believe that you have managed, Mike, to spoof Santa that you were a good buy this year.
Yes. Well, actually, Ruth, now Nick has departed, I can tell you the truth. Because I did tell a little white fib. I haven't been a good buy.
I know.
I've sabotaged his shows for the last 3 months.
Nice one. And you're actually
Santa heard you.
But, Ruth, at the end of the day, after 3 months of sabotaging, I broke him down, and I won. Yesterday we had the competition of all competitions, the sing-off. I won.
Wow, what can I say? We'll see us both on X Factor then next year, please, God.
We got better plans than X Factor. Mike Spurrett FM next year is going to release a charity single. Me and Nick, we're now auditioning for the number one, the lead singer part. Because, you know, Nick did do well. You need to listen back to the show, Ruth, to last night's show. It was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, Nick did do fantastic. Obviously, I done better, obviously.
It's amazing with sound effects what we can do these days.
Please do not let all my secrets out. I did do a few sound effects, and I'll show you the little sound effects that I done for Nick yesterday. Making sound a little different, you know. And you know, we can do this kind of stuff in Studio One. So Ruth, no more secrets out of the bag now, or I will
mute me.
Okay.
Okay. Mum's the word.
Thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. You take good care and have a lovely Christmas dinner tomorrow.
Oh, yes. And I bet he's not cooking it because he normally goes down to his sister's. Is that correct there, Mike?
I don't understand this because yesterday, during the show yesterday, Grant just said, I know what Mike's going to ask. And he said, you're going to ask me for my contact details. Now, today, Jeanette is doing the same thing. I know he's going to go to... How do you know I'm going to my sister? She must be psychic.
Oh, man, will he ever learn that a woman will always outpower them, Jeanette?
I know, that's the thing. And there's another lovely lady in the background as well, a lovely lady called Kerry. And I'd like to see if she wants to come on and say hi. This is a lovely friend of Mike. So are you around, Kerry? Do you want to come on to the Guiding Light show and have a little chat with us?
Hiya.
Hi there. So what do you think? Do you think he's going to be going down to his sister's for dinner tomorrow, Kerry? Hands up all us girls who says yes on that one.
1,000,000% yes.
Yeah, he's going to go.
You know, all my secrets now have just been released.
That's it. It's completely out of the bag now. You might as well just go home and go to sleep.
Like, you can't hide nothing now.
I can't, you know. As against when you, I wish that Nick was still here so we could even up the scales a little. Because, you know, it seems to be... Well, you know, I've got Marley the dog here.
Did someone say my name?
Oh, Nick. They picked on me, Nick. Please help.
What are they doing to you, Mike?
They spectacularly ganging up on me, and they're kind of winning, Nick.
What are they saying? All I heard was my name.
Well, all they said was that, you know, that... They think that I'm going to be going to my sister's for dinner, and they're psychically tuning in, and now it's 3-1 because they've invited the wonderful Kerry on, and it's 3-1, and it's not fair, Nick.
But you've got to take Marley for his dinner as well.
Marley can't go to my sister's.
Oh.
Because my sister...
So Marley will be all on his own.
Marley's going to be on his own for Christmas.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
But, there is some good news, and... Because Christmas afternoon, I wouldn't even be in Studio One myself. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to be driving. You know the song, Driving Home for Christmas? You know that one?
Yeah.
Much better voice than me. know that I won, but you do have a better voice.
That was a sympathy vote, though. You do know that, didn't you?
So, Ned, you did vote for Nick. So,
I did vote
for Nick. Vote.
Yeah. For you.
You'll never be able to pay that phone bill, Mike, but you won't. You have to phone in so many times to vote for yourself.
Well, no, I know. But, you know, we're all winners. We really are. You know, there's not really a winner or loser. Me and Nick, we've done, I think, probably one of the best shows that Mike Spurrell ever produced was yesterday. You know, and that's not blowing my own trumpet. You know, my massive thanks goes out to Nick for the show, yeah, because he made me laugh from the word. Well, before the start of the show, you know.
Well, we were in hysterics.
You know, would you believe, right? You know this little message we have 10 seconds till showtime?
Yeah.
Obviously, our listeners don't, it's not privileged to hear that.
No.
When it came down to 5, 4, me and Nick was ramming the pizzas down our throats softly. I was like... And you know, I was still picking the sweet corn out of my mouth. It was unbelievable yesterday, you know. And I didn't stop laughing from the minute Nick arrived to the minute he ended. You know, he is my brother. He really is, and he's fantastic. Yeah. I love working with Nick. But but going on to my Studio One, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm actually going to be driving.
Okay.
And I'm going to be driving up to the wonderful Kerry's house.
Wow.
I'm going to be spending Christmas evening with the wonderful Kelly.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm glad. I'm really glad. So you're going to have a long drive then, yeah?
Well, I'm sure and I know it's going to be worth it, Jeanette.
Yes, I'm sure it will be as well. I'm sure Kelly will have a pile of dishes ready for you to wash.
I'll have me dishes ready for him. There's your job, darling.
There, you know, just after the Christmas dinner, I'll be there with my pinny on, my rubber gloves on, singing, "I wish I never drove up here for Christmas."
I'm going to hold you to that.
Terry, I have to say, Mike was telling me a really, really funny story about your cats. Last night.
With the dog, what Molly's under
it. Oh, God, that was so funny.
Nick, you had to be there. I was trying to get a picture to put on Facebook and I couldn't get it for laughing. I'm sitting on my stairs laughing. This cat hanging on the window and I'm like, Mike, come and look at this. By the time I got the camera, the cat, it just fell on the stairs. I was like, oh my God, I cannot get a picture for laughing. You know, me and Mike standing there just laughing at this cat.
Oh dear.
You know, Nick, like now I've had Marley since he was a pup. And you know, he's you know, you've met him and everybody else, yeah, except Ruth has met Marley. And you know, I love Marley to bits, I really do. And I, you know, I wouldn't give up on him for the world, even though he's put me through some stuff. You know, he's chewed through my cupboards, the door. I don't have a door because he chewed the door. You know, he's taken up my laminated flooring. He's really gone to town, you know, but I love him to bits anyway. And you know, when I first had him as a pup, I used to take him to my mum and dad's, and they used to mind him while I was going to work. And my dad was like, "Yeah, of course we'll have Marley down here." And but underhanded issues was going on, which I didn't realize, because my dad would take Marley out the garden to go to toilets, we would say, but no, it would be, and that's all he would say to Marley. So he wound Marley up a treat, and Marley does not like cats. He thinks cats are enemies. And unfortunately, Kerry has two cats. And we took Marley dog up to Kerry's, and Marley just thought, "Oh, it's dinner time." The cats just went everywhere. And the one, bless this poor cat, was hanging. And Jeanette, when Kerry says was hanging off the window, there's not a lie. The glass, and there's probably still the nail prints of the cat still stuck in the glass because it was hanging off the glass. And when it fell off, it fell and landed on its back. Fortunately, Marley dog wasn't around at that point.
Oh, you had to be there to see it.
You could just imagine it. This poor cat. And Marley, you know, afterwards, these cats escaped. Okay, they got out. And Marley was like walking around. I mean, you know, Marley, he's a big dog. He's a big boxer dog, you know. He's three now, and he's really cut with muscles. He's really divine. And, you know, he was walking around the house as if he was like, "Look at me, Dad. I'm like, I got rid of him for you." Okay, wasn't he?
And your sister actually let you back in after that, didn't she, Mike?
That's why cats were traumatised.
Oh my God, I have to think.
Anyway, guys, I'm going to go. I'm going to cuddle up now and have some relaxed time.
No problem.
Okay. So, Merry Christmas. Have a really great day, and I hope Santa brings you everything that you desire or need.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Bless you all.
Thank you, Nick.
Love you guys. Cheers.
Bless you, Nick. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Look, thank you, Helen, there, Nick, and have a wonderful Christmas, and I'll see you within the new year. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Nick.
No, bottom of my heart, mate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, he's lovely, Nick.
Well, you know, Jeanette, I got another little surprise for you, because I'm just looking in Studio One, and, you know, I know that your show is an hour, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, something's gone wrong tonight.
Okay.
It's showing you have an hour and 40 minutes left. So why don't we run the hour and 40 minutes? Why not? We are here.
We're all mad tonight.
But you know, I think it's just the relapse from last night's show that me and Nick, you know, it was a wonder. You know, I can't stop. I keep playing it. You know, I think it's going to have the most archives hits on it because it's... It was just funny.
Oh, it's great. Well, you know the plan is not to plan tonight. I think that's a good plan because every plan has gone out of the window plan. What do you think?
Well, you know, let's just go with it. I mean, the call list is filling up. So let me just play this song, Jeanette, is it? And then we'll go into the callers.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, cool.
Okay. So are you supposed to say something here? Or do you want me to say something? Or do you...
Well, do you know what? Normally on the Guided Light show, I normally say, now we're going into a call, but I don't even know what song we're playing because you're in charge. So I think you need to be the main man tonight, Mike.
Well, I don't know about being the main man. But okay, I'm not going to introduce the song because it speaks in volumes to itself.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
See, what an amazing song that was, isn't it? Most wonderful time of the year. And it really is, Jeanette. It is the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? You know, it's a time for, you know, the being with the family, being with our friends, enjoying the time off from work for one, you know, and time just to share, isn't it? You know, and time for, you know, giving, receiving. It's just such a happy time.
Yeah, I love Christmas. It's one of my favourite times of the year. I know that the run-up to Christmas is a little bit crazy and manic, and we all get a bit carried away. But the actual Christmas time itself, I just love it. I've always loved Christmas. So my way of just sitting down and unwinding on Christmas Eve is putting the midnight mass on the television and just having a glass of Baileys and bringing it in that way and just relaxing. I really love that whole feel of it, you know?
So... you're going to have a glass of Baileys tonight? Is that what you're saying?
I am having a glass of Baileys tonight, and I'm going to be watching the Midnight Mass on the television, which I really love.
But wasn't you having a glass of Baileys the night before last as well?
No, I think I was having a little bit more than a glass of Baileys the night before last.
Jeanette, yes. I do have a friend that can help you with that.
Oh my lord! No, Christmas parties.
I do have a friend that can help you if you know if it's becoming an issue. then I do know someone that can help.
Oh, it's okay. The amount of drink I drink a couple of times when I go out a couple of times a year, I think I'm entitled to have a couple. I think, but then the next day it's not really worth that couple that you have, is it? Eh?
Actually, Mike, if I was to be honest with you, I really think the problem is that Jeanette drinks too much orange juice when she goes. I have warned her about this before. It's the orange juice. It's not to do with the vodka. It's just too much sugar.
You know, Ruth, the most wonderful thing really is that, you know, we can have a laugh. We can have a joke. I don't know, Jeanette, you know, takes it all within her stride. She really does, you know, and you know, she's just a wonderful person to be around. Her energy is amazing. And actually, me and Kenny is going to be, and Jeanette, close your ears. Ruth, we're going to be paying her a visit Christmas time.
Nice one. Okay. Mum's the word there, Mike. You know me. Mum's the word. I'd never let your secrets out.
No. Me and Kelly will be giving a, like, knock, knock and go, surprise!
It'd be 10 times the surprise when she closed the front door.
No. The best surprise will be for a wonderful husband, Mike. Surprise! Jeanette, get the kettle on. Mike, come fix my car.
No better man.
That's the plan that I have in my mind. Jeanette, get a kettle on. Mike, fix the car.
I'm sure he'd love that as well.
Well, I'm sure he would. You know, Mike is a wonderful guy. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, he is actually.
Oh, damn. Polish him up because, you know, because I need, you know. Dick wants to buy my car. We need it in tip-top condition. Jeanette, should we just go on with today's show? Because otherwise we'll just talk and talk and talk. And our caller list is filling. And we should
go on
to today's show.
I do think that we should do what we actually come on to do.
Okay. But before we do that, Jeanette, there is one important thing that I need to just address you with everyone, because it is important.
Okay.
I think that, you know, I should press this button right by here. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there. Jeanette, isn't it exciting?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And it's really nice that we're kicking it off in our home country, if you like, because you and me both are Wales, you know, from Wales. So it's really nice that we're taking the People Psychic, if you like, and the host of the Guide Tonight show and all the other lovely hosts to South Wales, where we're both from. So really looking forward to that. It's going to be amazing. Or is that Nicola, what's her name, said on The X Factor, is going to be Charmazing. And I really do think it is going to be Charmazing as well.
I think we need to change the word Charmazing to Mike Spirit Mazing.
Yes, but it is going to be a good joke. Yeah, why not? Okay, now then.
Let's get on with today's show. Let's bring in Tasha. Hi, Tasha, are you there with us?
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Okay, Tasha, I'm going to, before I hand you over, can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
In California, wonderful. Okay, Jeanette and Ruth, it's all over to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass this one over to the lovely Ruth, and I'm going to say welcome to Guiding Light, Tasha, and we've got the lovely Ruth Mooney, who is going to be taking your call this evening.
Hello, Tasha, how are you doing, darling?
I'm doing good.
And Merry Christmas to you, darling.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Are you all set and ready? You're probably on Christmas Day, are you? So there's a time difference.
Yeah.
Okay. All exciting. I hope Santa has been good to you either way. Okay, Tasha, how can I help you, honey?
About my love relationship, love life.
Love life. Okay, well, myself and Jeanette are actually trying to sell Mike what we are for a couple of dollars there. If you're interested in Mike Davis, we can sell him to you, darling. Any bids on him? Are you there?
Yes.
I'm here.
I'm here. Is Mike there? Because I was trying to get an odd bid there, as you can hear from Mike, but nobody is bidding on him. Okay, so it looks like his sister is going to be lumbered with him tomorrow. Okay, Tasha. What I feel here is that there is a relationship around you, and what I'm getting here is that kind of you're waiting on that little spark to come into it, honey.
Okay.
I do see a relationship coming in around you there, but what I'm really feeling more so is that it's actually here around you. Is there a bit of turbulence going on between you and a gentleman?
The one that I'm with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it seems to be that kind of every day is a war.
There's a what?
It seems to be that every day is like a war between you. It's kind of a struggle. I don't think it's our relaxing and enjoying each other as much as you could be.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And really what I'm being told here as well, and you really just need to relax and enjoy what you have more so than kind of fighting with each other. Just more chill out, I would say, between the two of you would work very well. I think that you just need to find some mutual ground where you can sit with each other and enjoy each other. And I really feel if you do this over the course of the next few weeks, really, that you will rebirth this whole relationship and get it sparked back up to where it should be.
Oh, okay. I won't be able to. Because my understanding was to step back from it for a while, because you had to learn a lesson.
Well, I know we all do what we feel is best at the time, but if I was to be honest, I think it should be more enjoying each other than you should kind of then pushing each other away. I think it's give more to each other together than you do apart.
Yeah.
And I really feel that it's worth putting this back together, if I was to be honest. And what I'm being shown here for you is just work on what makes you happy rather than what makes you unhappy.
Okay. So will this involve it to a...
Sorry, could you say that again?
I say would it involve it to a long term?
I do feel that you have a very long-term relationship. Just kind of focus on each other more so than other people. You could be taking on too many other people's opinions around you as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's not about other people. This is your life, darling. And what you need to focus on is what makes you happy and not everybody else. Because it's between the two of you and nobody else, darling.
Okay.
Would that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that does make sense.
You know, just concentrate on yourself. Concentrate on what makes you happy. This isn't a war. It's a romance. And I really think that you should sit back and enjoy.
Okay.
That make any sense to you at all?
Yeah.
So you need to pick up the phone there, darling, and move this just a little bit closer together. There's a lot of healing here between us, but stop worrying about what other people think or what other goals that you think other people have on you, and focus on yourselves. Use our number one and just get this relationship where it should be.
Okay,
darling. You're welcome. Thank you very much for your phone call.
Okay.
Oh, that was a lovely reading, Ruth. Thank you so much. And I do believe that we've got another caller on the line. And I think we're going over to the line now. And I think the lady is Patricia, is that correct? Mike, are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Have we got the lovely Patricia on the line there?
I have, but I thought I'd pause for a little while because I just wanted to make you panic. We need to tell our last caller as well. You know, the copy of that reading is downloadable up on the archives of MikeSpirit.fm. So, you know, download the copy of our reading, and you can listen back to it over and over and over again, and keep that there. So, thank you very much there. So, yes, we do have the wonderful Patricia. So, Patricia, you're live on air here with myself, Mike Davis, Jeanette, and Coombs. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
Hi, I'm from New Mexico.
Wonderful. New Mexico. You know, isn't it amazing, Jeanette, of how far and wide that we reach here?
Yeah.
FM. It really is. So, Patricia,
yeah, it's really lovely.
Got hands of Jeanette Ann Coombs and Ruth Mooney there.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now then, Patricia, is there any question or anything you'd like to particularly ask me this evening? And thank you for calling into the Guiding Light Show.
Thank you. Yes. I'm kind of in a turmoil situation. I'm about to be ending a very long-term relationship, and I wanted to ask Spirit if I was given the opportunity to stay in the home that we have or leave, and I don't know if it's a good idea for me to stay with the home or leave, and also if there's a better romance for me in the future, in the near future, with somebody who is more compatible with me.
Okay, lots of questions there. Okay, sweetheart, I'll do the best I can in the limited time that we have, but lots of in-depth questions. Okay, I can see your heartbreak, Spirit is showing me, okay? I feel that this is not new. It's almost as if there's a cloak of negativity around you where this gentleman is concerned. So I do know that you really do need to have someone who is more kind of like you, because I feel what's been missing from your energy for the last 6 to 9 months is fun and laughter, okay? They are going to be sending in a new gentleman for you. I am very, very drawn to someone who is very fiery, so I would go with the fire sign, because I'm drawn to Aries, Leo and Sagittarius coming in with you. And your grandmother, I believe, is in spirit, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Because she's actually showing me, okay, that there's two keys, all right, because they've just put two keys in my hands. So I feel that there's going to be two choices coming in for you with homes. And I feel it's either to stay there or to go. And at the moment, it's kind of like very uncertain. So I feel that what she's showing me is by the summer of this year, you're going to know exactly where you were going. She is showing me somewhere where there's a lot of pretty flowers around the outside of the house. Okay, so I'm really drawn to a lovely little greenish area, but there's lots of pretty like primroses or small little white flowers in little clusters outside the house. So if you're not in a house like that now, I feel that you will be moving into a house like that very soon, because Spirit is showing me that quite clearly with you. And I do feel what's been missing in your life is compromise, because I feel that you've been with someone who has been very hard to please, and I feel that you need someone who's a little bit more balanced and who is also a little bit more loving like you. Do you understand that, my love?
Absolutely. You are correct.
Okay, and I feel, okay, that your grandmother is giving me May, so there's a connection to your grandmother with the month of May. Do you understand the month of May connected with her, please? And who is Rosemary, please, or Rose?
I have a sister named Rose.
Okay, because she's bringing in Rose, okay, so she's bringing in love to Rose as well. Okay, she's bringing in lots of Christmas love, actually. You know, because she's wrapping you both in pink. And even though there's difficult times for you at the minute, I feel that these difficulties you will balance out, because she's just showed me the feeling of justice coming in and balance. And I do feel as I'm putting you to the month of June, that things around you will be far more settled. And at the end of the day, her love is there with you. You are meant to be happy. March is a time when things are starting picking up for you as well. So she's given me 3 months which are really relevant for you. She's bringing my attention to March, and she's also showing me June, and there seems to be May as well that she's highlighting for sorting and settling. This new gentleman's coming in, he's going to be great fun. I feel that's what you need to have at the minute in your life, is great fun. And your grandmother is bringing in Christmas love for you, darling, and I hope that that's given you some clarity and validation this evening.
Yes, well, I had planned to stay with the home that I'm in because I've taken care of it, and I just didn't know if this was the home to stay with, because I would if I could, you know, if it's the right thing. But that, you know, that was my main question. It sounds
well,
like I'm going to be...
I feel your grandmother's given me two keys for a reason, okay, because there's going to be a choice. And I feel by about June time, you're going to know exactly where that choice is taking you. But she's what she's making clear in my mind is there is happiness coming in abundance for you. So I feel as you leave 2012 behind, I feel you'll be leaving a lot of apprehensions, uncertainties and difficult times behind you. And you will be actually moving into new opportunities because she's just kind of showing me a light. So I'm like leading you through the dark times, and I feel it's her energy that's with you. And I know that she's going to be working in spirit side to bring you on the path that you're meant to be on, my love. And I hope that that's given you some clarity this evening, my darling.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Janet. I thank you so much for your reading.
Well, it's been lovely, darling. And Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for listening to the Guiding Light Show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
No problem. Yeah, happy holidays, darling. Okay, Mike, now seems that you're being the master of ceremonies tonight. Can you introduce the next listener? And I think it's only fair.
Before we do, Patricia, remember,
yes.
You know, you have had a wonderful reading there with Jeanette. And, you know, go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM, download a copy of that reading. And you can keep it and listen to it again and again and again.
Thank
you very much for calling in.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike. I think it's only fair that you can do a lovely reading as well, I think.
Oh, you want me to multitask as well?
I do. And don't forget, you've got to get your multitasking on this evening, and you've got to get your multitasking on tomorrow, because when you go to Kerry's, you've got to get those rubber gloves on, and you've got to do the sink full of dishes. That's just the way it is.
You know, so it's pushing all the buttons, twisting the knobbly bits.
Yeah.
Taking the callers.
Yep.
Giving the readings.
Yep.
Keeping you contained for when it's hard enough. Okay, let's go to Leslie. Hi, Leslie, you're there with us. That's not Leslie, it's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking this call.
That's okay, Joe. I can't even read my own writing. It must be this Coke I'm drinking. There's nothing in it except just Coke. But, you know, hey, stranger things have happened, haven't they?
Yeah, well, it's the miracle of Christmas.
Santa is looking down upon me this year, I'm sure. Because, you know, as I said earlier on, psychically, I was looking into that bag and I could see a parcel for Studio One with my name on it. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Ontario, Canada.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, you know, as these wonderful girls, I mean, they do work fantastic together. They really do. But as these wonderful girls have put this one up on me, then I will do my very best here to connect to the spirit world for you and to build a communication. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. See, I know I'm aware of a lovely lady that draws closer on my vibration, yeah? And I know as she draws close, she makes me aware that her breathing, because she makes me aware that she wants to put her hands up on my chest at the moment. I know that it becomes very tight. I know it's like as if my chest is rattling because I know I'm feeling this deep breath that's going on with this lady. You know, I believe that she would think to your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I know that as she comes close, she wants me to say that she would have been like mum or grandmum, because I know that she wraps her arms around me as that, you know, mum or grandmum was around her.
It would have been my grandmother, probably.
Okay, bless her. Now, would I be right in saying, if this is your grandmother, then that when she passed, that she would have loved to be in the comfort of her own home, because she makes me aware that I want to be comfortable. I knew I was ready to go home to the spirit world, but I want to be comfortable. I want to be happy of where I am. So I know of when this lady passed, that she would have been in the comfort of her own home. So does that fit with your grandmother there?
It could have been my grandmother and my mother too, because my mother died in hospital and she just hated to be there.
See, that's what I'm looking for. See, because I know I didn't want to be in the hospital. I want to be at the home. Okay. Now, as I said, I know I'm aware of this chest here with this lady. I'm not seeing she passed.
It's my mother, because my mother had a cancer that transferred from lungs to breast. So all the area had got very, very sick there.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that she stands right by the side of me, okay? And I know that, obviously, it is an important time of the year. You know, Christmas is up on us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she makes me aware it's important why she comes through tonight. It's important why she's with you. It's important why she's going to spend the next few days with you, because I know that she would have loved nothing more than having her family with her at this special time. She does make me aware that, as she links there with you, that there's been lots of... a little bit of upset in your life of late. It's like as if you're eager. I want to rush things. I want to kind of get this next few weeks out of the way. Let's get it all done with, because I know that as you're looking into the future, that you so different. Do you understand of that?
Yes. And because most of her family is there, but my little boy is with her, so she has some of the a grandchild with her, I believe.
Okay. Okay, see, that's the reason why she would come through and let you know that she's there with you, and she's going to be there with you, because if your son, her grandchild is there with her, okay? Now, I don't know, son and grandchild, five is what I want to say. Would you understand why I would say to you five? Maybe either he was five when he passed, or it was like 5 years ago. It's something to do with five. Would you understand of this?
Yes, because I'm born on the fifth day of the fifth month of 1950. So five is related to me.
There we are, perfect, okay? Because I know she says to me five, and make sure you tell her, she says to me, okay? Again, I know as she stands close to the vibration there, that she wants me to say, no, obviously I can hear you coughing, obviously that there's a problem there. See, and that's maybe where this rattly chest comes in as well. So is that where you suffer with this, with your chest a little there?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I have been coughing a bit last fall, and it's getting better.
Okay. You know, the wonderful thing here about the Mike Spirit FM, you know, I know that the others this with me will be sending healing vibrations out to you, and hoping that this thing clears up very soon for you. Okay.
Okay, but no. something she might be picking up on is the question that I wanted to ask, because my husband and I wanted to go to Mexico probably the first week of February, and I don't know about my the party that where we have to go in outside of town has been canceled because of the health of my mother-in-law. She can hardly breathe right now. This is what my brother-in-law is telling me, that she has a lot of problems. And what I wanted to know is if she's going to get better, or if things are going to get worse, or if my brother-in-law evaluates this thing wrong, I would say in a wrong way. Like if he's getting too emotional about this, if his appreciation of her health is... far from what it is.
Okay. Well, obviously, I'm not a doctor. Far from the word. Okay. Mm-hmm. I cannot diagnose, prescribe, or tell you when people are going to pass or anything of the sort. You know. But I'm going to ask that question to your mum in the spirit world and see what she comes up with there. Would I be right in saying to you that the condition that your mother-in-law has? It is like curable at the moment, so it's not like it can be cured. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now I want to say that you, with every will possible, I know that your mother-in-law is a fighter, and she will fight for everything that she has, everything that she's got. She will keep fighting for. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what I want to bring forward there. Because I know that, you know, it's like I want to say to you, she's not ready to give up. She's not ready to pass. She's not ready to do anything but be in this life, okay, and be around her family at this moment, okay? So I know that, see, the February, even though that you're saying it's cancelled, I believe it's maybe cancelled but moved along to another date, and I believe it's something like maybe March or April. So would you understand that there's like a March or an April for this visiting or this celebration that you're going
to... Yeah. This is what I have suggested, that we move this later and have all the family together, later this, in the next year. Like, it doesn't have to be that soon.
Okay. See, because I know I want to say that to you that, you know, that your mum in the spirit will tell me that if we move it forward, then that's fine, okay? But I know that, see, that your mother-in-law is a fighter, you know, and she will keep fighting for everything that she has, okay? So I hope that answers your question in some way. I know that the trip will come around maybe a bit later, but, you know, I don't feel your mother-in-law is ready to go anywhere. You know, she wants to be in this life, and she's going to stay in this life for quite some time yet, okay? remember, you know, please do download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, okay? And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, I'm the one who has thank you, and Merry Christmas. Have a nice holidays, everybody there.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You know, I hope that the new year brings everything that you need in your life, and thank you very much. You know, it's a pleasure for myself and for every one of the hosts that's with us on Mike Spirit FM to work with you wonderful people. Everyone that calls in, it's our pleasure to be able to make that connection. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, lovely lady there, Mike. Really lovely.
Absolutely. You know, and I love callers like that. I really do, you know, because, you know, when we make a connection with them, it really shines, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So are we going over to a song now, or are we going over to our next caller, since it's, you know, the Tonight Show is kind of impromptu. So what are we doing now?
Well, I think we should go to another caller because, you know, the show has been extended by another hour, so we've got another hour of fun yet, Jeanette. Fun, let's bring on another caller. Now, it's either my reading or my reading is really bad, one or the other. It could be the two of them. I think it's... I'm just going to give the area code because I can't even read that. It's 954. Area code 954. Is it... I'm not even going to try. I've put it in wrong. Can we take your name, please?
It's Claudia.
Claudia, see? I thought it was my writing. It's probably my spelling because you did spell out for me in the beginning, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I've put it in completely wrong, and I've written it down completely wrong, but that's my fault. It doesn't matter. That's fine. We've got you, and you've got us, and that's all that matters. No, there's
that's
a song
right.
That. I've got you, babe. I'm not going to sing now because I've done that last night.
Thank you all for sharing your gifts and taking my call. It's very, very wonderful. Merry Christmas to all of you as well.
No problem at all. The pleasure is ours, and, you know, hope that, again, Santa brings you what you need as well. So I'm sure that... Jeanette is going to pass you over to Ruth. Is that right, Jeanette?
I am indeed, yes. And thank you very much for listening to the show. And I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Ruth Mooney from Ireland, who is going to give you a lovely reading this evening.
Thank you so much. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Claudia. How are you, darling?
I'm okay. My question is, do you see a relationship coming up for me?
Okay, that's strange, because the minute I heard your voice, I felt love coming in around you that time. And basically what I'm feeling that's going to happen to you, you've waited a long time for the proper gentleman to enter your path. Because you're kind of a little bit fed up with feeling insecure in relationships and doing all the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I do actually feel that you're going to go into a far more secure period of your life, and you are going to meet a gentleman of your choice. Basically, what I'm getting here is, I don't know, Claudia, do you have a father in spirit world, darling?
Father, yes.
Okay. I'm just getting this lovely warm feeling here, like a gentleman putting his arm around my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Real caring and loving, like a man that would help anybody that kind of didn't feel in the right position in their lives, and kind of always reassure them that everything is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel that you were close to your father.
Yes. Much closer to my dad than my mother, yes.
Yeah, well, I suppose we always have to be closer to one parent than the other. But I do feel that he's had that bond, and that bond was unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of given me the indication here that he is sending in a knight in shining armor to you.
Oh, great.
He's given a lovely warm, a beautiful energy off the gentleman. I'm hoping he comes a little piece closer with a lot more information for me. What I feel here is that he's going to send somebody by surprise to you. I'm actually been very drawn to say to you, this is when you're now on a carefree situation in your life where kind of you're going, oh, just today, I don't care what happens, and this gentleman approaches you.
Is it someone that I know, possibly, Ruth?
The indication I'm getting, yes, it's somebody around your circle of friends there. It's somebody that you've been associated with. But what your father is indicating to me is you're a lady that likes your appearance to look good when you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not very fussy how you look inside in the house when you're cleaning and doing your bits and pieces, but outside you like to look good.
Yeah.
And why do I feel this day you're going to be running somewhere and bumpy and you're going to go, oh, just one day I just don't look right. Okay. And you kind of want to hide, but don't, because this person will love you exactly for who you are. I'm getting like a name like Robert coming in around me.
Robert. Okay.
It's a Rob sound of the name that's coming in around me here.
I'm not familiar with anyone by the name of Robert, except for a childhood friend that I have no interest in.
Okay, I'm just going to have to give it to you, because it came in from your father, and I'm going to have to give it to you, Claudia, because sure. It's came in, it's Robert. I'm not sure what he means by that, but I do know that he's telling me that this particular gentleman, when he does cross paths with you, there'll be a lot of similarities between him and your father. So it's kind of that would be one of your main goals in life, he tells me. Father is a very giddy gentleman. He's doing a lot of play here. And basically what he's telling me is this gentleman is actually worthwhile waiting for. It's like though you've waited a long time. And I'm getting the indication here that this will happen within the next month.
Oh, great.
Okay. If it I'm getting a date like 10 coming in around me, the figure 10. What does the figure 10 mean to you?
10?
Yeah.
Nothing standing out.
Okay, I've been told to say number 10 to you. So I have said next month this gentleman will be with you. I wonder, is the 10th of January a significant date in this?
Could be January 10th.
Yeah, I'd like you to hold that. It just seems very positive. I got a little tap on the shoulder there to tell me that seems to be kind of what it's indicating. And this gentleman, I feel it could be a water sign. I'm feeling Scorpion, Cancerian, also Piscean. And I'm actually more drawn to say to you, it could be a Cancerian.
I do know a Scorpion that I actually... I care very much about, and I was hoping to be with him, but his name's not Robert.
Okay, no, the name Robert, just hold that. It was given for a reason. Just hold that name. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a lover's name coming in around you. I am picking up a water sign, gentleman. I'm very drawn to Cancerian. I wouldn't know what moons would be surrounding him or horizons around his birth sign. But it is either Scorpion, Cancerian, or a Piscean coming in around you. And I feel this gentleman will be around you in 10 days. The indication I'm given here, it will be a shock when this gentleman comes in around you.
Okay.
And I do feel that kind of you'll be running around that particular day very carefully when it happens. And this particular gentleman is definitely going to betray his love to you. It will be a very, very long standing relationship. I actually do feel it's a very good future with you and that gentleman. That's the indication I give from spirit world.
Oh, that's awesome.
I feel that he is a tallish gentleman. I don't feel he's very dark-haired. He could have been in his younger days, but he's not now.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or he could wear his hair very, very tight. And I feel that he's a gentleman, he's very kind-hearted, warm. There's a lot of love to be given from this man. Very warm-hearted, loving gentleman coming in around you.
Nice. That's great.
Excuse me. I do see that you're going to be very, very happy. It's like a knight in shining armor coming into you, and he comes in from your father. And your father would like to wish you a happy Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Because Christmas meant an awful lot to the two of you, the exchanging of gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, and he indicates to me that he's very much with you all the time, and that he loves you very much.
I love him too. Thank you.
Okay. I hope that helped you, Claudia.
It very much so.
And I'd like to thank you very much for phoning us here. And it's been my privilege to do a reading for you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely Christmas and a very happy new year to you too, darling.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, that was a lovely, lovely reading. Thank you very much for that, Ruth. And are you there with me, Mike? Are you? Where are you?
Yes, but Jeanette, I'm going to put back in your cage in a minute because you said that Claudia... You can download a copy of your reading in Mike's World FM.
God, did we fail again, Jeanette? That one?
We
I
did.
Forgot that one.
Do you know,
oh,
we really are going to have to get Mike and say that so that we can put it as a matter of autoplay. After
do you know what this is all about, Jeanette, with Mike tonight? I really feel that he's trying to claim that we're working his fingers to the bone so he can get out of doing the dishes tomorrow.
I think you could be right there, Ruth.
You have got me again, Ruth. I was going to plead on that poverty-stricken thing that, you know, I've been working so hard, my fingers are so sore, I can't do the dishes. And
Rumbled again, Mike, rumbled again. What more can I say?
I'm going to work at the... I'm going to have to do the turkey tray. I'm going to have to do the gravy dish, the gravy jug. Listen.
Did you notice something there, Jeanette? He's a real man. He exaggerated because he went to the gravy jug and the gravy dish. He couldn't do it, man. Where me and you only ever have one.
Will I swallow myself on self pity?
it's not working.
It's Christmas time. There's no need. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish it. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You know, Jeanette, I want to just say that with our roadshow, just need to catch my breath there a minute. with the roadshow, you know, I must really say this because the tickets are going very fast, aren't they?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah, they're flying out like hotcakes, really. So, you know, anybody who really wants to come to the show, they don't want to leave it too late for the tickets because, you know, they are really going super fast.
You know, and I think that, you know, we're almost up to halfway on both nights sold. Is that right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's pretty much that way, yeah. And the tickets have only gone on sale just over a week ago. So, yeah, a lot of interest, Mike. I'm really pleased to see, you know, a lot of interest. And Ruth and her husband are coming over for the show for the weekend. They're going to stay at mine and they're going to come up to the show for the 2 evenings. So that'll be really lovely, their support. They're coming all the way from Ireland to see us.
Most definitely. You know, and Ruth, you know, I extend a big, massive thank you. But you don't get a lot of your friends to come as well.
I don't think Jeanette's house would hold all of us.
Well, you know, you never know. Never say. See, this is my new word for this month. Never say never.
Okay. Well, it's okay. Actually, you're in Wales, aren't you?
Yeah, Mike? I think we should send them all to Mike. What do you think?
I actually think so, because he's quite good with the rubber gloves and the dishes and crying his heart out about doing it. So I actually think that would be quite a good idea, Jeanette.
I think so, too.
Well, Ruth and Jeanette, you know, I ain't afraid to get my hands in no dishwater.
Sounded like a challenge then.
I do it every day. I do my own washing, cooking, cleaning, ironing, hoovering, polishing. I mean, do I need to go on?
Yeah, I think you'd make a lovely wife.
Yeah, you could have been born the wrong sex in life. That's all that happened to you.
But, you know, it was just said in the chat room. I was just looking in the chat room. It was a little while ago now, mind. I was saying, is Mike and Kerry married? No, we're not. But you never say never.
Oh, that's cool, isn't it? Ooh, what about that then, eh? That's a prediction for 2013, Mike.
Well, maybe you never know in the sense. So, see, this is my new word, never say never, because...
Never say never.
I always thought that, you know, I would be a single man for the rest of my life. And then
No. I said to you, what did I say to you back in April when I read you? And
let's not go there, Jeanette. Not polished any halos at all. Okay. I'm really not. But my new word is... Never say never. And do you know how me and Kelly got together?
How? Go on, tell me.
The snowball fight.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't even have snow in Wales. But it was this, you know, me and Kelly, we've been chatting for a long time, and without realising this, you know, just in the chat room, right here in Mike's Sport FM, Kelly said to me about, do you want a snowball fight? I'm like, bring it on. You think you're big enough? Next, you know, is whack. Got you on the back of the head with that one. I thought, oh, right, okay, it's like that, is it? So let's have it. And, you know, never say never.
Never say never. Well, I've met the lovely Kerry, and you two look really nice together. So, as your little friend from Swansea said to you back in April, and these words are true, because what's happening now is what I said was going on down with you a little while ago, and that's all I'm saying on the subject.
Okay, and the whole purpose of this never say never is Ruth. Five friends, okay, at least five friends to the boat show. Because there's underlying things going on here.
You could be sorry.
I wouldn't be sorry. I want you to pack Jeanette's house out with five other people, including yourself and their partner, so that'd be 10 people. And I want to watch Jeanette going, I can't do this no more.
Would we do that to you, Jeanette?
No, you wouldn't do that. Me and Ruth, we understand each other. We had 10 being South Wales in the rain with seven children in two small caravans. So we know what it's like.
Yeah, but I would do that to you.
Mike would do it to you, but I wouldn't do it to you. I actually do think if I could round the people up, it would be no problem, because it's free bed and breakfast in Mike Davis' house, and I think that's very generous of you, Mike.
Unfortunately, Ruth, I'll be playing host to at least seven people.
You wouldn't notice another 10. You wouldn't notice.
You know, as I said, I ain't got no problem. The more the merrier. And the more dishes you use, the more I'll wash them.
That sounds like a challenge.
I have an idea with us.
Kerry there, because are you listening to this, Kerry, about how many dishes he can wash in 1 hour? Jeanette, I think you should time him.
Jeanette, we're going over to another corner now. Helen, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hiya, Helen. I need to bring you in there because they're ganging up on me again. Helen, where are you calling from?
Utah.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to pass you over to the Jeanette before she comes out with it and gets me in more trouble. So Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Hi there, darling. Lovely. Welcome to the Guiding Light Show. How can I help you this evening, my darling?
My finances. I'm waiting for a big chunk of money to come in.
Oh, bless your heart. But I don't look into finances, darling. I can give you some validations and evidence of spirit, but I'm not unable to look into finances for you this evening. So is there anything else that you'd like us to have a look at for you this evening, my darling?
Health,
okay. Okay, darling. Now then, health is another one, because we're not doctors, okay? But we can just have a little general look to see who's around you in the spirit world for you to have a look. Okay, my darling. Right. Right. Now then, as I'm linking in with you here, okay, I feel that there's an energy of a gentleman around you, okay? And what I'm feeling with you, okay, is that have you been feeling a little bit insecure lately, darling?
Yes. Stressed. I'm very stressed. And I have COPD and it's hard to breathe.
Pardon, sorry?
I have COPD and it's hard to breathe.
Oh, bless. Okay. So does that make you feel a little bit anxious and anxiety and nervousness there?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because I'm feeling that with you, okay? That anxiousness. Spirit have just given me that. It's almost like, you know, I don't know whether or not that makes you have like panic attacks, all right? Because I'm feeling like, so I'm really, really stressed about something, almost quite panicky about something, my love. But that's what I'm really, really drawn to with you. I feel I've got a lovely lady who's passed over into the spirit world about 10 to 15 years past. Now, this is either your mum or your auntie, because I feel like as though this is a link to your maternal side, but I'm not 100% sure if it's your mother or whether this lady was very close to you and she was like a mother. Do you understand that, please?
Yeah, I do.
Now, am I dealing with your auntie here because she's not actually saying clearly who she is?
It could be my aunt.
Right, okay. Would the word Nancy mean anything to you, please?
Nancy? No.
Nancy, because I'm drawn to the word, to the name Nancy with you, okay? So if this is no one up in spirit, this is someone that's on this side of life that you are going to be speaking to, or they're going to be helping you deal with the situation around you, because they've just given me the name Nancy very, very, very clearly for you, because I feel your mum is aware of all this panicking and all this suffering that you're actually going through, and I feel that her love is around you, but your aunt draws very, very close to you as well. Now, your aunt, my love, was there a feeling with her that she liked to be out, either living in rural settings, or was she living somewhere where there was a lot of either grapevines, okay, or vineyards in the vicinity around her, please?
Yeah, she lived in rural. She, you know, wasn't always living by a lot of people. Very few people
live
around where she lived.
Okay, and were there grapevines around her, please?
No.
Where are the grapevines? Because she's showing me somewhere where there was grapes growing, okay? Or fruit trees growing.
Okay, fruit trees. I used to live in a place with cherry trees and pears
right.
And peaches.
Right, okay, because she's showing me the fruit trees. And I do feel that as she's bringing in the fruit trees, she's telling me that you need to look after yourself by drinking and eating more fruit and veg. That's why she's strongly fetching in the fruit and veg for you for well-being. She's bringing in love, my darling, and she's also telling me that they are trying to help you from the other side. Do you suffer with a lot of pain, please, in either your hip or your leg?
Yeah, in the way bottom of my back and my left leg, and of course my chest, my lungs.
Right, because it's like burning. It's like a burning sensation that they've placed on me, darling. And it's like traveling down my leg, and it's really, really painful. So is this the pain that you have?
Yes.
Because they're aware of that, okay? And as I'm sitting here now and I've asked them to take the pain off me, they're rubbing my legs. So I feel spirit are rubbing your legs for you, okay, as we speak now. Because they're giving me that indication that they're there, kind of rubbing your leg, trying to say we are trying to help you. There is a lot of love in the spirit world coming through for you, darling. And I feel what they're telling me is that with you, sometimes the situation has made you really closed and withdrawn, okay, to the point of you feel very much like as though you're a loner, and they want you to try to make more of your life. Do you understand that message, please?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And they're giving you more sense of freedom in 2013 to have the friends, the companionship that you need. Watch for the name Nancy, because I generally do feel that that's going to be a lady that's going to either come in on a friend link or someone that's going to be helping you. But I am very, very drawn, okay, to things starting changing for you in the positive. Your aunt is bringing in Christmas blessings for you. I feel your aunt, was she quite religious, darling?
No, she wasn't.
Who was quite religious in your family? Because I'm having church choir hymns being sung to me. So who was very dedicated to the church and the choir?
I don't know about a church. I used to go to church, but I haven't for. I'm just too depressed.
Right, okay, because I feel why they're bringing in that for me is that they're saying to rediscover your faith because it'll help you. And I feel that's why they're giving me that impression of churches and singing and choirs. Okay, they really, really want you. They really, really want you to feel like as though you're part of the community again, and they really want you to link in with your beliefs again, and they bring in that in for you. And I'm going to say thank you very, very much for listening to the show this evening. We're going to have to leave you go now because we have got other callers on the line, and it's been lovely connecting with you on the Guiding Light Show, and you take care and have a lovely Christmas. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget, Helen, download a copy of your read to Mike Spirit FM.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
thank
will catch
so
on very soon. They will.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Thanks, Karen.
Oh, really, Fab. Okay. It's over to you now then, Mike.
Well, before it becomes over to me, we have somebody special with us.
Okay.
Tonight. In fact, we've got a few special people with us tonight. You know our wonderful producer, Ken?
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. Love Ken. Hi, Ken.
You know, and Ken is here with us. He is. And he wasn't supposed to be. He was supposed to be out tonight. That's why Studio One is up and running again. But Ken, bless his heart, you know, he's I think he's altered his plans a little to be with us, Jeanette, you know, and I think, you know, he's absolutely amazing. He really is. And you know, I said to Ken about the show is on for its extended show tonight with Jeanette Ann Coombs. Mm. So Ken quite kindly has offered to put some more music in the list for us, because obviously we only expect an hour. So Ken is going to press that button right now for us. So Ken, do your business, mate.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, welcome back. And Jeanette, welcome back.
Welcome back to you as well, and to the lovely Ruth, and to Ken as well, and to the lovely Kerry, and to all our listeners. So who have we got on the line now then, Michael?
Well, we do have, I'm going to struggle pronouncing this name, as usual. I know that the spelling is correct because Ken has actually screened this caller. It's just, I think it's Nasia. Nasia, are you there with us?
Oh.
Hi, did I pronounce your name right?
Sorry, it's Nessie.
Nessie. Okay, sorry, Nessie.
Nissy.
So it wasn't my reading. It wasn't my reading.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's perfectly fine. I feel happy and content now. Can I ask you where you're calling in from?
Missouri.
Yeah, can I ask you where you're calling in from?
Missouri, in the United States.
Ah, right, okay, no problem at all. Well, I think, Jeanette, do you want to take this one or do you want me to do this one?
This one's over to you, Mike.
Well, I thought that, you know, but maybe you may let me off, but...
No hope.
Being Christmas, you know, all these buttons to twist, you know...
Never say never, Mike.
Never say never. Damn, why did I come up with that saying? Okay. Nessie, can I ask who's calling in for there?
Hi, I wanted to connect with my deceased loved ones and have validation.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll do my very best here to make a connection to you from the spirit world and see what comes through, okay? Now, instantly, I know I've got a gentleman that makes his connection here with me, and I know he wants me to hold my chest here, and I believe I want to say to you, it may have been the heart that took this man home to the spirit world of when he passed. He tells me it was very sudden of when he passed home to the spirit world, and it's almost as if I want to say that my balance wasn't the best, and I know that I want to say that as he makes me aware of my balance, I believe I would have taken a few falls towards the end of my life. To know that he was suffered with this heart and this imbalance for quite some time there. I do believe that he links to your family as he makes a connection with me. So I know I want to link to your family there as this man comes through. Now I know that as he builds his vibration up there, he says to me, I need to go a little bit further with him. So I know that he wants me to say that being 68 is important to him. So would you understand this gentleman, please, that links with you from the spirit world?
Yes.
And see, the 68 is important. And I believe that was the age of this gentleman of when he passed on to the spirit world. So would that be right there?
I think he was 58.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that as he makes this connection, he says to me to make sure that I tell you that he's around your vibration. He has been for some time. Because would I be right in saying that you there, Missy, that it's like as if you've been... there's a feeling of being disappointed. Would you understand that you've been disappointed with yourself of late? Or you feel as if you've let yourself down? Would you understand why he says that to me? Because he says to me about that you've been feeling disappointed. I know that you feel that it's about yourself. You feel as if you... And excuse me for the way it's going to come out, but you feel as if you failed at something. Is that right?
I don't think I did this well in my classes this semester.
Okay. See, because he says to me, you know, you have to stop being so harsh on yourself. You have to stop blaming yourself because you have nothing to blame. See, I've always said, you know, and I tell each and every one of these wonderful people that's with me, every one of the hosts, so long as you do your best, nobody can ask anything. Of you, okay? And Missy, I believe that's what I want to say there to you. So long as you do of your best, that's all anybody can ask of you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and you can be just like me, your own worst critic, can you? Because I know that I'm that way, and that's what he tells me. She's very much like you, he says, and being your own worst critic. So would you understand of that, that you're very hard on yourself? Is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know that, you know, he makes me aware that, you know, I want to just dry my eyes a bit. It's like as if I got tears that starts to roll down my face here. So you'd understand that there's been a few tears around your vibration of late. Is that right?
Maybe just because I know the person who's coming through and I always miss him.
Okay, that's fine. See, because I know I'm aware of tears that are rolling down my face, and he wants me to dry up these tears, okay? So if there is someone that you're missing, then that's fine. See, it's just his way of proving to you that he's around your vibration. He knows exactly of what's going on in your vibration. He knows exactly what's going on in your life. Excuse me. Now, he tells me here as well about that your communication to the spirit world, it's getting stronger. Would you understand that your communication is getting stronger?
Yes.
See, I know that as he brings this forward, I know I need to see to you that as it's getting stronger, you're now starting to see little things every now and again. Not all the time, but every now and again, little things just keep creeping in and you're seeing it. Do you understand of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he makes me aware of seeing, you know, the things from the spirit, hearing the spirit as well. So I know it's the clairvoyance and the clairaudience. That's around you, so you'd understand you're hearing things as well, is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know, you know, they are two wonderful, beautiful gifts, you know, and I'm blessed to have them gifts myself, along with the clairvoyance as well. So I know that, you know, it's a wonderful vibration, it's a wonderful energy that the spirit world is illuminating there for yourself at the minute. But why would I say that you, Missy, you have to start following your gut feeling now. You have to start going with it. You know, there's like your gut is your gut instinct is telling you to do something, but your kind of your head rules of what goes on there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, and I know that you've been in this position time upon time upon time again. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and I know that as he brings his wonderful... See, and he is a wonderful energy, he really is. You know, he just wants me to start laughing and start joking and start bringing light into the communication because that's, he says, that's the way I was in this life. I would have always liked to bring happiness. I would always like to bring contentment around people's lives. So would you understand that's the way he was in this vibration, yeah?
Yes.
Perfect, because I know that's what he wants me to bring through there for you and just say to you, know that he is there. He's very much around your vibration. He hasn't gone anywhere, but just simply to the next dimension of life. Why does he want me to reach into my pocket? Now I've got no money in my pockets. I really haven't. But for some reason, he wants me to reach into my pocket and I want to pull something out. Would you understand why I would want to pull some kind of like paper out of my pocket for some? Now, I don't even know where I'm going with this. I've just got to go with what I feel and what I see and what I hear. I want to pull some kind of paper. Right, I've got it. Thank you very much. When he passed, you must have been with him either just before or just after he passed on to the spirit. What would you understand of this?
Yes.
And that piece of paper you would recognize just before he passes, because he says to me, you kept it in, you must have kept it either in your pocket or your bag, you kept it close to you. Would you have written something down on a piece of paper there?
I may have, because it happened when I was 7.
Right.
And now I'm 22.
Okay. Okay, well, Missy, I know that he wants me to pull out this piece of paper, okay, and the words are saying on it, I love you. Okay, would you understand why, you know, that's the way he would be? If he, you know, he's the kind of man that would say, I love you, if he did.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't ashamed of saying that those words. I know that some of us, you know, can't really bring ourselves to say it, but I know that he would be the man that would say, I love you, if needs be, okay? And that's what he just wants me to bring around you. And I know that as he reaches into that pocket, that's what that piece of paper says. He wants you to know that he loves you. He loves lots of other people around your life. He talks to me about the two others that's there with you. So I don't know whether you have another, whether it's like a brother and a sister or two brothers or two sisters. Would you understand why I would say the other two?
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't that prove to you that he's been in your life? He's been around your vibration, okay? And, Missy, would I be right in saying about your head? Do you get lots of headaches now then or something?
Recently I have because I'm sick, but, like, my headache yesterday was so unbearable.
Okay. See, isn't that perfect communication as he comes through? Because he just makes me aware of the headaches, and he says to me, tell about your headaches, I know about them. See, and again, that's his way of proving to you that he's there. And, you know, I've always been the one to say, and always will say, if it's recognized in the spirit world, then you know that vibration, that healing vibration will always be there with you, okay? So know that from where he is, even as we speak today, tonight, whatever your time zone is, his thoughts are very much there, okay, doing of his best. Who's just changed their medication? Then why did he say about the change of medication? Do you understand of this?
I just changed my medication yesterday.
Perfect, okay, because he says, just tell about the change of medication, because that will let him know that I'm there. And see, I just have to give you the information as he gives me. He says, tell about the medication. So if you just change your medication, then that's perfect, okay? And he says to me about from going from a glass bottle to a plastic bottle. Now, whatever he means by that, do you understand whether that's to do with the medication? We've gone from a glass bottle to a plastic bottle. Would that be right?
Well, I make bottles.
You make bottles?
Yeah, like creative. Like I put stones all over bottles.
Right. So would you understand that you've just finished the glass bottle?
Yeah.
And now you're going on to the plastic bottle then?
I put all my stuff in a plastic one, but it wasn't a glass.
Ah, right, okay.
See, yesterday. This was all yesterday. It's so funny.
It, yeah, perfect. See, because, you know, he just brings that vibration in so that you understand that you know, he is there. He's always been around your vibration. He's not going anywhere, you know. And again, remember what I said, you can be your own worst critic, but, you know, you also are the worst for doubting, not so much the spirit, but why isn't anybody ever around me? Why aren't you here when I need you? Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know that he says to me, make sure you tell her, I'm always there. Not just him, but a host. See, I could spend hours upon hours working with you, Missy. I really could, because it's a beautiful energy. It's a wonderful light that comes through. You know, see, I know this is not my show, it's Jeanette's show, and I'm conscious of that, but I've got to go with what I feel. There's a lady that joins in here as well, into the communication, and she's a very... lady. I know that she loses quite a lot of weight before she passes it, because I know I'm looking at her, and she seems to slim down as I continue to look at this. I know that she would have went almost down to nothing before she passed on to the spirit world.
Yeah.
I know my hands, my gosh, they kind of like shaking like mad at the minute as I'm speaking to her. So I know that that's the condition she just brings forward there and just impresses up on me. So I understand it. So I know that her hands are shaking, and I believe my whole body starts to shake as well. So I know that's the way she would have been towards the end of her life. Her body and her hands starts to shake. So whether it's like Parkinson's or whether, I don't know, but I know I'm shaking from head to toe here. Would you understand of that with this lady?
I think it's a sister.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that I want to start shaking here. And, you know, if I said to you that, you know, she's been there a little while, would you understand she's been in the spirit world a little while now? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And why do I want to surround myself with water for some reason? Water is important to this lady, whether she lived by water or whether she...
She lived in California.
So
by water.
So there's lots of water there where she lived, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Because I want to surround myself with water, and I believe it's like, you know, I want to be at peace. The water is calming. It's been what's that big tranquil? Do you understand that it was tranquil for her, and she was at peace there? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that she wants to pass that peace from her to you at the moment, okay, and just bring that beautiful calming nature. See, she even alters the change the tone of my voice. Bring that calm in nature around you just to allow you to be at peace with yourself, because that's what you need at the moment, okay? Now, she talks to me about her birds for some reason. Would you understand she loved birds? She would have kept birds, whether it was like a parrot or a whatever. I don't know. There's birds. Do you understand why she would like the birds? Okay. Because, you know, what's them little ones that's called budgies? Because I know I can see a budgie that's in its little... thank God I haven't got a budgie, because I know Marley Dog would be... You know, like Tweety Pie and Sylvester the cat. I've got a dog that's, well, he's worse than Sylvester the cat, and he's worse than Pluto, I've got to be honest with you. But, you know, I can just envision the dog jumping up there to this little budgie. But I believe that's what kept her, again, at peace with herself there, because I just want to bring this budgie in. I know as the budgie just twerps away there, it's like bringing peace, and it's like, that's what I want to bring around your life. Do you understand this, Missy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bless you, sweetheart. I know I've got to leave it there. But please remember, download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight to the next caller here, Jeanette. And it's Maggie. Hi, Maggie. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That's okay, Maggie. The pleasure is all ours. I know that... I'm going to try this psychic connection here to Jeanette. She's going to pass you on to Ruth. Am I right, Jeanette?
What did you say then, Mike?
Aren't I amazing?
You're absolutely amazing. And that last reading for that lady was very touching, very moving, lovely reading. Thank you for that, Mike.
Thank you very much, Jeanette.
I'm going to pass this lovely caller over to the lovely Ruth. Now, are you there, Ruth?
I'm here, Jeanette. That was a lovely reading, Mike, I have to say. I really enjoyed that. I felt very tranquil during that reading.
Well, you know, Ruth, there's more of that to come on the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. Live.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Hello, is this Mags? That what you said her name was? Maggie? Mags?
Maggie, yes.
Maggie. Hello, Maggie. How are you, darling?
I'm fine, thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody profusely for this wonderful Christmas Eve that we're spending together, and I really appreciate all of you, Jeanette and Ruth and Mike and even Ed.
Oh, thank you very
or
much. It's lovely to have you too, Dan. The connection is very bad there. You're going in and out slightly because I don't think that Mike can multitask as good as he claims he can. But how can I help you anyway, darling?
Well, I'm wondering if you see me moving anytime soon.
If I see you meeting somebody soon, is that what you said?
No, moving house.
Moving house very soon. Okay. Sweetheart, it's a strange thing, but I instantly came in with that I feel that your heart is broken. I kind of get it that you're kind of worn out and you're very shattered what you are. And it seems to be a constant thing with you that you need to move.
Yes.
Okay. But I feel that in the areas that you're looking in, it's like as though there's no hope there. That's what I'm picking up off it. It seems to be every time... it's kind of yes, and when you contact or you try to get there, for some reason somebody cancels and they just you kind of feel that it's the impossible. You're hitting a brick wall constantly.
You're really good. Yeah.
What I'm being shown here is that you're willing to travel at least an extra 15 minutes outside of this zone as well.
I'd like to move cross country.
Yeah, and that's, I actually do feel that you're going to have to compromise by moving back at least a 15-20 minute journey from where you're originally setting your heart to. Because
okay.
What I'm being shown here is, do you have your mother in spirit, darling?
Yes, I do.
She's here with you, very much so. She was a very in tune lady in life. Very wise woman, I've got to say, and her words were always of wisdom. Basically, what she's saying is you're kind of putting a very high goal on yourself here. You need to sit back a little piece. There's a reason for all the closed doors. I do believe she was a woman that believed that if a door closes, there's something better to open the other side.
That's good.
And that's exactly what this woman is showing me. Beautiful woman. And I get this beautiful laughter coming from her. She was a woman of many laughter. And so are you. You're very much on your mother's style. But you suffer more anxieties than your mother did.
Yes.
You Yeah, she was more laid back by it and kind of, oh, well, come day, go day, God will bring Sunday. But with you, you want to fix it yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, and it's kind of, it's now, and your heels are dug in, and you just have no comprehension as to why it doesn't go the right way. And I do believe that your mother was very much a person that patience is a virtue in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I've got to give it to her. She's absolutely correct now. I do feel that it's okay to do this in around March or April because she showed me Easter. I think your mother liked Easter time.
Nice.
And basically what she showed me is to wait until the tulips are coming up. Daffodils. Sorry about that. Yellow flowers, daffodils. And basically she's saying in around March you're going to find the right house. There will be a number 2 and a number 1 attached with the address. That can also be in the postal code. That was just thrown in very quick. Tell her 1 or 2 will be attached to it. And I actually feel within 6 weeks, she's saying 6 weeks, which would bring you to in around Valentine's Day, in around that time period. We're going into February then. And basically, no, it's the 6th of February, she's saying to me. I'm going with it, 6th of February. And she's saying, you will know by then where you're going. And it's about 15 minutes, 20 minutes out of the comfort zone of where you feel you're going, but it'd be the right place for you and the right price.
Okay.
Would that make any sense to you?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay. And there will be this heartbreak which will be over. She says to me, you need to stop and relax a little piece.
Okay.
Because this bit of your mind is traveling miles ahead of you and you're just, you know, you just need to chill out and sit back. She shows me a person that would sit back and kind of make a plan and she'd be in no hurry to do it. And she would get there in the bitter end. Does Grace, the name Grace, mean anything to you at all?
No.
Because I'm getting here, Grace coming in. I don't know whether she was a very graceful woman or not.
Yes, she was.
Because I'm just getting, like, Grace coming in around her. So I think maybe be a saving grace to yourself there and start to chill and relax. And can I ask you, darling, are you a psychic or a medium yourself?
I seem to be finding this out, yes.
Okay, you're coming across very psychic around me, but your mother was very psychic as well.
Yes, she introduced me into psychic abilities.
Yeah, I feel this woman was very, very clairaudienced all right in her ways. If she said somebody was coming knocking, they were coming knocking.
She was right.
Okay, and she was always right. She was never wrong. You've recently felt her around you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and she's basically helping you. Is there something going wrong with your internet constantly? What's going on with your internet?
I don't know. It comes in and goes out. I pay too much for it, and the quality is subpar.
Yeah. She's saying, would you ever go back to the other provider and save a few, Bob?
I hope to be moving soon.
She's kind of giving me that indication there. And there's a gentleman with her. Is that your father with her, darling?
Yes.
Okay. They come in and they send you lots and lots of love there. And basically what they're turning around and saying to you is, enjoy yourself and take this move because it's going to be very, very good for you, darling. I mean, in a couple of weeks, all this pressure will be gone and you'll be wondering as to what you were worrying about at all.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to give them to you with love and light so that we can hopefully get in one more caller. I hope I helped you.
Oh, tremendously. I thank you very, very much. Yeah. You have an excellent
And don't forget
holiday.
That you can actually download your reading here on the Mike Davis Show, and you can listen to it over and over again as well, Max.
Great. Thank you. Thank you,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, thank you very much. Blessings, darling.
Ruth, thanks again.
Almost got it right. It's not Mike Davis. It's Mike Spirit FM, Aggie.
Bummer.
Mike Spirit FM. That's where you'll be able to download a copy of your reading. I say thank you very much.
I apologise for that one. I was just trying to save Mike a bit of energy for two more
days. No, there's no need to apologise. There's no need to apologise. I can multitask. And
yes, right.
I'm just multitasking. Ken, press that button.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Well, thank you, Ken, for that wonderful song. You know, that's one of my favourite all-time Christmas songs. It really is. Jeanette, I don't think we have much time left for readings.
I know, it's still gone so fast tonight. It's been fantastic, you guys. We've all joined together, and it's been an impromptu, crazy, fabulous, lovely show. I'd like to thank you and Ruth for all your validations and readings tonight.
The thank yous, Jeanette. I'm just reading in the chat room to the wonderful Pam Rogers, and she is a wonderful lady. She really is. You know, she really supports this network of Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, I don't normally do what I'm going to do, but Pam has asked everyone to send prayers for the two firemen that were killed and two others. You know, Pam, the thoughts are always with people, and the killer then shot himself. Pam, you know, our thoughts are really with their families and them at this time. And, you know, I just hope that they can gain some strength for the time to come. So, Pam, thank you for putting that in the chat room. I'm sure that everyone in the chat room and all of us here in the studio room will be doing the same. So, Pam, thank you very much. And thank you, Pam, for your continued support to Mike Spirit FM. You know, the thanks, Mike. The pleasure is all mine, Pam. It really is. And, you know, I love coming on to all of the shows. I really do. I love listening to all the people in the chat room. All, you know, because, again, as I said yesterday and time again, without you listeners, there wouldn't be no shows. So, Jeanette, thank you for allowing us to come on. And do remember, and I must stress, please, please, please do remember, there is no show tomorrow. Nick Humphries will not be on tomorrow. Not that he doesn't want to. He was so disappointed when I had to break the bad news to him. It's not that I didn't want to. Blog Talk Radio doesn't want to. They're having a little break. But we will be back Wednesday with Jerry's show, which is the day after Boxing Day, which is the 26th. Because that's when they're allowing us to reopen. So I do profusely apologise to everyone that was looking forward to Nick's show tomorrow. I know that he's absolutely devastated, and so am I. But, you know, I want to wish you all a very happy Christmas. Have a wonderful new year. I know that we'll be back before the new year. Jeanette, thank you for allowing me to be on your show tonight. I know Nick popped in, and we wish him a wonderful Christmas. But Jeanette, thank you very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and also lovely Ruth and Kerry, who is there back with us now, and Nick, and all our listeners, and all the people that make the Mike Spirit FM network so successful, because it's the core is the listeners, and they are so loyal, and we'd like to thank them once again, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
I'd like to say thank you very much to Mike, Kerry, Jeanette, and I'd like to wish you and all your family a very happy Christmas and a very prosperous new year.
Thank you for having us. And yes. Merry Christmas to you also.
Well, I'm going to let a little surprise out of the bag here, because next week, Kerry is going to be my guest on the Mike Davis Psychic Show. And Kerry, I'm looking forward to hosting the show with yourself next week. So it's showtime next week. And you never know, we might even sing, because Pam Rogers have just said in the chat room, I enjoy every show, Mike, and you did a great job singing. So, Pam, if you want us to sing next week, me and Kerry, we might even do up, because, you know, we can do that.
You can't have me singing. I'll break your windows.
Well, it's up to Pam. Pam, you need to type yes. Sure. Pam said sure, she'd love to have the two of us duetting up, and so we'll do that for you, Pam. Expect
I hope
to
you've got windows that don't break then.
Well, maybe double, triple glazing when it comes to me singing, Kerry. You know, it's quite sweet. You're in for a surprise there, Pam. You really are. All I want to say is Merry Christmas, everyone, and hope that you'll have fun.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Light on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coombe-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.